I'd been thinking, and I'd wondered many times whether, if I could see, I would be the person I am today. Because I'd probably be driving already. Well, at least I'd hope so. Then I would have been doing different things when I was younger, and probably not necessarily, anyway, done music and things like that. And it just sort of occurred to me today when I was reading a book, kind of like a, you know, Jack Reacher doesn't have any place to be at any time, doesn't have to be anywhere or do anything. It'd be cool to be able to just have enough money that you could fly a plane, well, not fly a plane unless you wanted to, but fly on a plane to somewhere, get off, set up in that country for a few months, and when you're really bored of it, just move on. Imagine if you could do that, if you could leave your humdrum, if it is, life behind, for a while anyway, and know that it was there to come back to if you really needed it, and get up and go. And this is not a reflection on my day or thoughts, because we've had a massive argument, or I, you know, got whacked around the face with a frying pan, or vice versa. I'm just thinking, because I read books, and they take me away, and it'd be interesting to know where I would end up, and what I would be doing if things had turned out differently. Certainly not a sob story, because I don't care that I'm blind, actually. It's rather fascinating sometimes. What's more fascinating are the people that you meet that can't believe that you do normal everyday things. And okay, it's patronizing, but sometimes, you know, a little bit of education helps. Never hurt anybody. Well, okay, hurt a few people, because they will not be educated at all. But for those that do and ask sensible questions and go away and feel quote-unquote inspired, not because of me, but because of what I can do. And that is not dressing myself and tying my shoelaces. Then, if I've made somebody happy, I'd rather that than them going away thinking, wow, he does all that, I can't believe it. Go away thinking he does all that and he's inspired me to do something different. That kind of feeling is, you know, better than the stupid wow factor or the stupid X factor. If you get my drift. And so those are my thoughts this Monday evening. I was thinking of my Daily Boo choice today, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to tell you. And I started reading this book just about half an hour ago, and then I had dinner and stopped reading for that, and I've been on Haytel. And I'm still recovering from this very pointless cold, and that seems to be getting worse, not better. But this popped into my head, and I thought, I have to converse with you about this topic, because it's something I've thought about a few times. A bunch of us talked about it one time, a bunch of us blind folk. We talked about Operation Getting Lost. We were going to take a trip early in the morning on a Friday to some place in Scotland, anywhere we could. Just jump on the train in, say, it's Euston, I think, takes you all the way to Dundee. Get off in some Scottish no-name town, just because it's furthest away from London that we could think of, or Newcastle. And with the station staff assistants, find a hotel for the weekend and book a couple rooms, all of us. And then on the Saturday, get more assistants into the town centre and then just blunder around for a bit, buy something to prove we were here, a postcard, and sleep the night, and then on Sunday come back. Never happened, but it would have been absolutely awesome to do that. And I would still love to do something like that, even now. That was like, you know, 10 or 12 years ago we talked about this. But I think, I don't know, there's something in that. Something you would probably want to do with at least, well, I say at least a partial. A semi-partial. Not one that can read everything, otherwise it kind of takes the fun out of it. Just someone that sort of can guide you away from the nearest lamppost when you're slightly drunk. But I would love to do something like that just for the hell of it. Even now. Because you know at the end of the day you've got a home to go back to. So it'll be sort of a temporary thing. You'd have to make sure that your bank had lots of money in, like, you know, a good £200 or £300. Not even that much, that's just the top end of silly. But, like, you know, enough that you could take out spending money, and enough that your train ticket, enough for the stay in the room for the two nights, Friday and Saturday night. Just imagine where you'd end up. you'd go to the train station and not actually have a plan. You'd all just take the same train and book the ticket on the day at the station, no questions. And obviously you'd pick a destination from the arrivals board. And you'd spend the weekend wherever that may be with absolutely no plan at all. I mean, in a city, probably better than a small village, you'd be guaranteed to find a hotel. Not necessarily the cheapest, but you'd find one. So it could be anything from Scotland to Newcastle to, I don't know, Northumberland to Leeds. Just the thought of that makes me smile a little bit. Anyway, I shan't carry on. Your minds can do the rest, but it would be so fun. And just think of all the audio booing that you could do from these random places. It'd be great. Have fun now.